This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Ah! Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104.
Dirty Work.
Good morning. Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my girlfriend is either really into this other guy, or she might already be messing around with him behind my back.
Okay, what is your girlfriend's name?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. And who is this other guy?
It's this guy named Tyler. I guess he comes to our work, like, all the time. She's a server at
Oh, okay. We know people over there down on Shore Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So give us some background here on the situation.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, she tells me that one of her coworkers, this girl named Emily, is having a party for her birthday, and everybody from work is going, and so she asked if I want to go with her, and so I go, sure.
So you're being the accessory for the night, doing the good boyfriend thing, good job.
Yeah, so anyway, we go to this party, and I meet a bunch of her friends from work, and when this Tyler guy shows up, almost immediately, she like runs across the room and gives him a huge hug. And so I turned to one of her friends, and I'm like, yo, is that guy your boss or something? And she's like, no, that's Tyler. He comes to the bar all the time, and he's kind of a regular.
Did he just get back from a war or something? I mean, if he's a regular, it seems like running across the room to hug him might be a bit much.
Yeah. So, like, all night, anytime this Tyler guy is around, she, like, stops everything. And then it's basically all attention on him. Like, what's he doing? Who's he talking to? Then he comes over and he hangs out with us for a little while, and my girlfriend basically flirts with him right in front of me.
Like, oh, wow.
Right in front of me.
That sucks.
Now, when you say she flirted with him, what do you mean? Like, what did she exactly do that made you think she was flirting?
So she kept looking at him for one thing. Then anytime he said something funny, she would laugh and do the whole, ha, ha, and then rub the arm with it. You know, like reach over to push him or touch him because it's so funny.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's almost like when someone says, oh, just stop. And then they touch the other person's arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She must have done that like 5 times.
Okay.
And trust me, I know when Sarah's flirting because she used to do that with me.
Okay. So we think maybe she likes this guy and you want to be sure, or you think maybe she might have messed around with him already or what?
Well, I'm pretty sure she likes him. You know, but what I don't know is how far this whole thing has gotten. Like, I don't know if she's messed around with him already or if she's planning to. I'm not sure. I asked her about him on the way home, you know, just to try to, like, figure out what's going on. I was like, so how does Emily know the Tyler dude? And she goes, oh, he's a regular at the bar and he comes in all the time. And so I kept asking about him, like, well, what does he do? Stuff like that, like, just to see her reaction. And I'm telling you, she likes him. I can tell. If I wasn't at that party, I don't know what would have happened.
Okay, so you said how far this has gone is what you're trying to find out. Like, is it just flirting? Are they just hanging out? Or are they doing stuff on the DL, a.k.a. the down low, a.k.a. the Don London?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Okay, so, you know, this would have been perfect for Where the Rose Is. That's the thing. That no big deal. What we can do is, why don't we do this? Let's call your girlfriend Sarah, and then Ashley, why don't you say that you're interested in this Tyler guy and you want to ask him out, but your good friend Emily told you that you might want to run it by Sarah first, just in case she's interested in him too. That way, Mark, Sarah's either going to say, oh, I'm not interested in him like that, go for it, honey. Or she's going to say, well, actually, Tyler and I sort of have a thing going on that my boyfriend doesn't know about yet. Either way, we're going to find out the truth. And the best part is she'll have no idea that you're even listening, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So hang on a sec. We need to get her number from you, and then we'll call Sarah when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. My name's Ashley. I'm a friend of Emily's. I think we might have met at her birthday party a couple weeks ago. I can't really remember if I met you or not.
I mean, the party, yeah, but I really don't know if I met you. I kind of had a lot to drink at that party, so.
I mean, I did too. Yeah, don't even remind me. But okay. The reason I was calling you is because Emily actually thought that this might be a good idea, but just let me get to it. You know that guy Tyler who is at the party? I guess he comes into your bar all the time.
Tyler? Yeah, he does come into the bar. I mean, I totally know him. What's up? Did he say something about me?
Actually, no. But okay. I asked Emily if he was seeing anybody because I was thinking about asking him out. And she goes, you might want to run that by Sarah first. So I asked her for your phone number, so I hope that's not too weird. I just didn't know if you guys were, like, seeing each other or anything. I didn't want to mess up anything for you. That's all.
No. That is totally cool, actually. I mean, I appreciate that. Well, no, I'm not seeing him. But he does definitely have a girlfriend, so my advice would just be wait.
Okay, so he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I had no idea. See, what? I'm glad I called you.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Huh, so Tyler has a girlfriend, which honestly really doesn't mean anything, I guess, but at least we know she's not interested in him, and she knows what boundaries are, I guess, there, Mark.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
What's that?
He doesn't have a girlfriend. Trust me, I asked around about him at that party. He does not have a girlfriend, unless you literally just met her a week ago and they're already in a relationship.
Hold on, but Sarah said, you heard her. She said, nope, he's off limits. He's got a girlfriend. I would wait.
Well,
that's what she said.
You know, unless that's what she wanted me to think. Like, maybe she was trying to keep me from asking him out because she wants him all to herself. So she made up the whole girlfriend thing. You know, that way she doesn't look like a B word who's hogging him all to herself.
Is that possible, Mark? Would Sarah do something like that?
Oh, no. But I'm almost positive that guy does not have a girlfriend.
Okay.
I mean, I wish we could find out if he really does or if she was lying to me.
God, I do too. Now, how are we supposed to do that? Pass him a note during third period?
Mark, do you know anybody who might have his phone number?
Not really. I mean, I guess Sarah's friend Emily might.
Yeah.
Or Sarah might.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Here's the thing. If we call Sarah right back and ask about Tyler, she's going to know something's up. Do you have that Emily girl's phone number?
No, but I can get it.
Okay, do me a favor. Listen, see if you can get Emily to give you Tyler's phone number. Just make up an excuse. Like, tell her that you guys talked at the party and were thinking about hanging out or something.
Actually, he works construction, and I asked him how much he thought it would cost to, like, redo my driveway so I could use that, I guess.
Perfect. Do that. See if you can get his number, and then when you get his number, call us back. And by the way, you have exactly one song to do all this, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, so let's play a song here. Hopefully, we're going to find out the truth when we come back next.
You always
yes.
That's it right there.
Okay.
Well, I think it's it.
I think this is it. All right, we're about to call Tyler. We're not going to play What a Man? Okay, let's call Tyler. Here we go. Hang on a second.
I think the phone line was acting a little weird.
Oh, no. Not now. Okay.
Somebody was at the front door ringing our bell.
Got it. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know. That's what it was. I think somebody was ringing our front door.
They're still ringing it. It's blinking.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler, who's this?
My name is Chris. Sorry to bug you, man. I had a question about concrete, and I was hoping you could help. I actually got your phone number from your girlfriend.
Who is this?
My name's Chris. We don't know each other. We've never even met. I had a concrete question. Your girlfriend told me I should call you, so I called you.
What girlfriend?
Your girlfriend. She said, call Tyler, ask him, so.
Okay, well, I don't have a girlfriend, so I'm not sure who you spoke to.
Oh, okay. She said her name was Sarah. She was working over at,
Blonde girl, kind of short.
Yes, that's her.
Oh my god, dude, she is not my girlfriend.
Oh, she's not. I'm sorry. I thought she was. My bad. She acted like she was your girlfriend.
No. Actually, she's a stalker. She's a psycho who I should have never given my number to, because all she does is text me, and every day sends me these pictures of herself.
Oh, I see. One of those.
Yeah.
And are these pictures, like, are these, like, the kind you wouldn't show your mother?
Yeah, some of them.
I gotcha. Well, send her some back. Play the game, man.
Yeah, except that I'm not interested in the game, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay.
So what was your question about, though?
Oh, well, it was about the concrete. So what I was wondering was, for a patio, would you recommend pretty much gray concrete, or should I go with a different color?
For your patio?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't go with anything that would attract heat from the sun, I guess, you know?
Okay, that's exactly what I thought. Okay, great. Thanks a milli, man. I appreciate it.
That was it?
That was it. Thanks so much.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, take care. Bye. Okay, Mark, now you know exactly what's going on. So what is the next move here?
And if she has the same password on her phone, I'm going to sneak around and look in it tonight.
Okay.
See if there are pictures in there.
So you don't want to call her right now?
No, I want to see for myself first.
Could you call us back tomorrow and tell us if you found anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can do that.
Okay. Well, don't guess. I mean, look, we did the hard part here today. I hate to say it, but you owe us that much.
I understand. Let me see what I can find first, and I'll let you know.